For some people, Christmas is their middle name. Ellie took it one step further.
Are we all here?
In theory.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do we have the EO?
Hi, I'm here.
Hello.
Okay.
The EO exists.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, then we can begin whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Button, button, button. Sorry.
You say that like I haven't already pressed the button.
Oh, really?
Oops.
Well, usually you chanting button, button, button gets cut off at least partially.
Oh.
So now I get to have the recording start right as you start chanting it.
Oh, my.
Oops. Sorry about that.
I do believe we are ready and we are recording.
Okay. Then, good evening. My name is Ellie, and tonight I'm joined by Beth, Crash, EO, and Jen. And what happened last time?
The world began.
Magic!
Then some incidental things.
Uh-huh.
Yes, this is a one-shot, so nobody knows what happens last time.
Right.
In the beginning, we were provided background information for the world that we exist in.
Right.
That's true.
This was enjoyed by everyone and seen as a generally good idea.
If you don't want this information, you just want to flail around.
Here's the world brief that I gave the players. You live in a world of wonders. It was less than a century ago that the great wizard Pippo Ronchi published his good enough theory of magic, which managed to tie all the spheres of magical theory together without too many loose ends. Ronchi's theory allowed collaboration on a scale often envisioned but never achieved, and the state of magical development and technology has advanced at a staggering rate in the decades since. The Von Niftrick Academy now floats, an island a mile above the ground, surrounded by an ever-growing group of newly developed air shuttles that few people have yet seen in person. And you occasionally see the island in the sky as it wanders around the northern part of the continent. The intersection of time and space magic means that personal teleportation is now feasible, although still rare and expensive. The world is slowly becoming a more magical place. But even though most people have seen magic in action, and many have experienced its effects, those who can wield it consistently are still rare and respected. Your town of a few hundred people is called Gearsmere. It's built on a river that flows north from the mountains, about 30 miles to the south. The river has a rich, grassy plain on the eastern side, and a small, dense, wooded area on the west, and because of this, it sports a lumberyard on one side of the river to provide wood for the town, and a grist mill on the other to process the grain farmed nearby. This week is Gearsmere's winter festival, Ilúvatar, which draws another few hundred people from the surrounding area to join the festivities. The town has been preparing for a few weeks, and now all the banners are hung, the candles are ready, and as the year comes toward its shortest, darkest day, Gearsmere seems to be holding its breath, waiting for the horn to be blown at dawn and to begin the celebration. It is just before Ilúvatar, and tragedy has struck. Well, tragedy for someone, anyway. You all know Clotokilde because they left Gearsmere about 5 years ago to join the Flying Academy. And what you might not know is that very recently they were expelled for endangering other students.
Oh, no.
And they have suddenly reappeared in Gearsmere and taken over Ithubi, which is Ithurin's home, which had been the centerpiece of the Ilúvatar celebration. They have issued some demands to the mayor, mostly that they be taken seriously.
Rude.
And but also they want to be readmitted to the academy. And for some reason they think the mayor can do this. And they have entirely closed off and taken over Ithubi and claim that they have filled it with an army of their ice fiends, which they will unleash on the town unless their demands are met. The mayor has asked for volunteers to go in and convince, or quote, convince, Clotokilde to stop.
We get a reward for this, right?
Yes, of course.
Excellent. Okay.
Ilúvatar goes off without a hitch. Everybody's rewarded by that.
Yes, I could use a little seed money for some of my hobbies.
Yes, yes, there is a monetary reward.
Okay. Oh, good.
I would like to ask the GM if this is someone I would know. Like, Obviously, we all know of this person, but...
Yes, you weren't the same age. Clotilde was a little older than you, but they were incredibly envious that you got to play with magic and they didn't.
We're so help. I guess I kind of feel like this is my fault.
How can it be your fault? You didn't hand them the keys to the house, did you?
No.
Then how's it your fault?
I should have known they'd be like this.
Anyone could have known that, though.
Okay, so that makes me feel worse.
No, I mean, she doesn't interact well with people. I've treated her once or twice for small things, and she's just kind of ornery. It's just her nature, I guess.
Besides, it's not like you got her kicked out.
No, not really.
Well, I guess...
And, you know, Truls is down 3 intellect points because you activated flight this morning and have not taken a rest yet.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
You're flying.
Mm-hmm.
You're hovering.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm not flying right now, but I could.
A tiefling with Converse sneakers with little bat wings on them hovers past, approving silently.
All right.
Well,
let's go find her and see why she's so cranky.
I mean, she's cranky because she did something to get herself kicked out of the academy and isn't taking it well. Maybe she shouldn't have been kicked out.
I have no idea what happens in the academy. I'm just a medic.
Plagiarism?
I don't know.
Used it's some kind possible. Of magic thing to write her reports for her instead of writing them herself?
The mayor says that she actively endangered other students.
Ah, well.
Did she just, like, hang out next to the lever that said turn off levitation of city and just, like, flick
something
it off and on again?
Blowing up a lab.
Oh,
blowing up a lab.
That's not a good thing. That is, ugh.
Gust has some experience with that and continues to remain silent.
All right. Well, let's go find her.
Let's try and sneak up on some place that doesn't have a window easily.
Well, I am definitely going to attempt to be stealthy.
Okay.
Stealth sounds like a good idea. I, too, shall attempt to be stealthy.
What would be my target number for attempting to be stealthy, or is this something where you just want to see a die roll and not tell us?
This is something where I just want to see a die roll and not tell you.
That is fair and valid. Although I will point out, I am trained in stealth and disguise. I do not disguise myself as a snowman, although there's a top hat over there that I could make use of. Ooh.
Nice.
That's 17.
11. Not nice.
Well, it could be a low difficulty.
Well, what are you trying to do?
Oh,
trying.
Okay, work. All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Trying to sneak, sort of saunter up, peer at the house as the sauntering happens, and figure out what areas do not have windows that can see them easily. They can see me easily, and then just sort of zip up next to the house and be able to, like, you know, skulk under the windows and try and find one that's open.
Oh,
yes, I'm skipping the door.
The house doesn't have windows on the ground floor on the right-hand side.
Well, then.
There we go.
I checked the left-hand side.
There are windows there.
Well, I'm going to sneak over to a window and peek in.
Okay. Is it just the first window you see?
Yes.
All right. You see what looks like a dusty study. It's got an armchair, a disused fireplace, a couple of tables. There's a table to your left that's sort of inclined and has a piece of paper on it, but you can't see what it is. You can just see that it's sort of hanging off the edges.
I want with every fiber of my being to read that paper. I will likely be disappointed to discover that it is in fact a grocery list. But there is a thing that I cannot access and wish to access it. This might be why I am currently paying off a debt to society. Because my character is a quick thief who uses powers. Therefore,
I see.
Yep.
Yes. Can I open the window?
It is locked shut.
Is there any possibility that I might be able to unlock it?
Probably not. You can see some nails in the...
Oh, no.
It's one of those sash windows where it's got the two panes and then you open it out. And it has been visibly nailed shut.
Make a mental note to find the interior door to this room later. I check the next window.
Okay. I'm sorry. I keep trying to scroll the map. And the way I'm thinking of doing that is by holding down space bar and scrolling. And clicking the mouse. And
oops. Okay.
It's just a right click and pull.
The next two windows actually are completely blocked by whatever's inside. And then beyond that, there again aren't any windows. There actually aren't any windows along the back half of the building and along the back either on the ground floor.
Okay. Well, I have a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
What's everyone else doing while I'm doing this?
Well, can Althar get up onto the roof enough to just sort of, you know, jump up, grab the thing, side of the shingles there, and peek to see if anyone is looking out the upper windows? I assume there are upper windows?
There are upper windows. This is going to be really difficult as the roof is roughly 20 feet off the ground.
Are those trees or bushes next to the house?
Bushes.
There's going to be just a little bit of standing underneath there and going, jump, jump, jump. Sort of like those gifs of the kitten that is trying to get up onto the counter and failing miserably.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, right. Let's go skulk around. And is there a back door or just a front door?
There is a servant's entrance in the back.
Servant's entrance!
Servant's entrance!
That's not quite like secret passage, but it'll do. Okay. Is it locked?
Yes.
Well, let's see. Is it locked?
Is it still locked?
With a 15, is it still locked?
With a 15, is it locked?
I think my map disappeared. Oh, there it is. Never mind. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
What also Gust would be helping with this because Gust also has skill in lockpicking, so that could be considered an asset in that regard.
Oh, well,
the GM might consider it an asset if it's a failed roll. The GM might consider Gust was looking over your shoulder, going, oh, no, use that pick. No, to left, to counterclockwise, sideways, pivot.
Do you what? Pierced ears.
That's only if a 15 fails.
All right, so my map has gone to the bottom of the screen. I can only see a little bit of it. Right click and drag. Okay. There we go. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, I can see it now.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. My turn for fireworks.
Oh.
Pew, pew, pew.
Mm-hmm. This is our Christmas special, so naturally we're recording it on the 4th of July.
Yes.
I mean, Christmas in July.
Yeah, why not?
Our buffer doesn't even extend to July yet. But that's okay.
Yep.
I would hope our buffer extends to July. Otherwise, we're way behind.
Which July? Our buffer doesn't extend to Christmas yet, put it that way.
Ah, all right.
The last recording we did should end up going live in November.
Well, then, this is well-timed.
Technically, we should be doing a Thanksgiving special.
I figure the Christmas special can go in throughout December.
The Thanksgiving special, we will all be characters who have to deal with, like, we're all extended family members who have to deal with that one particular uncle at the family gathering. That will be every GM intrusion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Yes, a 15 succeeds, but first I want to see what the other characters are doing.
What would my character be doing right now? She's probably trying to assess which of you will actually try to climb to the top of the house and prepare for failure and
not
that's probably what she's doing. Yeah, she's just assuming someone will try this, she's a healer, she's seen a lot.
Person that would usually try this is going to do a very foolish thing.
Okay.
I notice you're still at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Trolls is going to approach the front door and knock frantically. Could she hold? We can talk about this. I understand accidentally blowing things up.
There is, well, gosh dang it. Sorry, I'm trying to do something on another map and it keeps scrolling without my consent.
Ah. Oh, I hate when they do that.
Give me a persuasion check. And I'll let you ease it by one because you know Clodohilda.
Clodohilda. Okay. I am not very good at pronouncing that name by sight.
It's okay.
I will refer to them as
familiar names for most people.
Mm-hmm. Kodachrome.
No.
Anyway, yes, a persuasion roll, please. Eased by one.
Which I assume is intellect.
Yeah.
So since it's eased, that would be difficulty 6?
Yes. My goodness. You hear a distant and hollow shout from inside the building. I'm not going back until they let me... I'm not coming out until they let me back in.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. If you're already in, why do you need to be let back in?
I appreciate you providing the valuable service that I ask for.
You're welcome. Of course, Gus is currently on the other side of the building.
Charge of the academy.
Well, he knows someone who was. He's the one who got me in.
Hmm. Pick the lock.
I don't think she's going to come out based on that.
Well, I do believe that the serpent's entrance lock has been picked.
Oh, well.
Well, meanwhile, somebody is providing a very useful distraction.
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, are you going to tell Trulis and Uli that the lock has been picked?
They're on the other side of the building.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you don't tell them, they won't know.
I would have to walk all the way back over there again.
You got feet.
I do. These feet were made for walking, but that's an open door, and there's stuff in there that I haven't seen yet.
Suppose we could open the front door for them.
From the inside. Probably be easier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Trolls has sort of sighed and slumped down against the door, trying to figure out what they should say.
I look forward to when we open the door, it comes inwards and you just fall backwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doors open. No.
Sneak, sneak, sneak inside.
Sneaking all the way.
For what it's worth, that was a difficulty 4 roll to get her to talk at all.
Wow.
Well,
I think if anybody but Trulz had tried it, it wouldn't have worked.
Gotta be real careful here because there's smoke coming out of this chimney and not the front one, which suggests that our explosive personality is probably in the back part of the house, maybe upstairs. Hopefully upstairs.
I am assuming, based on the map, that the wind is going from west to east.
Yes.
Gus will keep this in mind. And slowly open the door, hoping that it's not a horror show door that goes...
Mm-hmm. We don't want that. Yes, open that. Actually, Alther will put a hand on Gust's shoulder and say, open it real quietly. If it starts squeaking, I've got some oil. We can oil the hinges. Go slow. We'll see if it squeaks.
Let's oil them first so that we don't, tell everyone inside that we're coming in.
Well, we got to get open enough to actually get at them. They're not on the outside of the house, are they? Are they?
The hinges?
Yeah.
No, the door opens in.
Go real slow so that we can sneak something into the door cracked where the hinges are.
I rolled a 13 to attempt to open the door quietly.
Okay. The door only creaks a little.
To Gust, that sounds like fireworks. Mm. A klaxon alarm. There are helicopters overhead shining spotlights down directly on the two of us while they speak over a loudspeaker telling us to put down the oil can.
Oh my.
That is how this feels to Gust right now.
Mm-hmm.
Althor will get like a twig or something that can be used to dip into the oil flask and oil the hinges.
Okay.
Something that you can, you know, dip into the flask and then you sort of try to get little droplets of oil into all of those hinges, open it a little more, etc. We're doing this like professionals.
I have to say, I'm really appreciating the contrast between Arthur and Gus.
We're both quick sneaking characters using the Cypher right. Shorts rules.
Mm-hmm.
But one of us has a lot of talents and skills. The other might have been too close to a magic research experiment once.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
Probably while skipping school.
Whoops. Anyway, that's what we're doing at the back. It's probably taking enough time that the front gets to decide what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by all means.
Okay. I'm going to yell closer to the door. Are you injured? What's wrong? She'll probably ignore me. I don't know what to roll for this either.
No, I'm not. Who is that?
It's me, Uli. You know, the person that you come to when you're sick or injured. So I'm just wondering what happened to you to put you in this state. Do you need medical care?
I think somebody else got hurt, Uli.
Okay. Well, let's see if anything I have might ease this situation somehow.
Oh, neat. I didn't know I could do that.
All concerning.
Things you might not want to hear your GM say. For 500, please, Alex.
Yeah. I don't know that she's got... I mean, she's got medical skills, but if it's not wanted or needed, then she's just going to wait this out, I guess.
I need to go in. I need to go in and talk to her.
All right. I assume the door is locked.
Yes, the door is locked.
Okay. I assume that the person who needs to go in can burn it through.
No.
Probably.
I'm not burning down the door.
Yet.
I have a hand currently chopping down the door.
Loud sound of whoosh as Trolls jumps onto the roof.
Be careful up there.
It's our Christmas special. It's one character needs to go down the chimney.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
There are two chimneys and only one of them appears to be smoking.
Yeah, pick the one without the fire. Without the fire. Ah! I've been dragged across the map.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. where the door actually is.
Oh, okay.
Uli, you certainly can't follow Trolls.
No.
I'm going to try to scramble along the shingles.
Okay. They're pretty old, but they're still sturdy enough. You can fly. You don't have to put any weight on them if you don't want to.
Probably a good idea. You don't want to damage the roof in a snowstorm here.
I am imagining them sort of scrambling along on all fours, except what they're putting their hands down on is little whirlwindy things.
That works. There is a chimney that is empty, very close to you on your left, and a chimney that is that does have smoke coming out of it on the right.
I'm not fire resistant.
Not
you
with that attitude.
Not. I very nearly gave you elemental defense instead of flight, but then you wouldn't be here anyway.
So we are going to go down the one that doesn't have smoke in it.
Okay.
If it's big enough,
may I presume that you're joining the...
Hmm?
May I presume that you're joining the miscreant party?
Yes.
Rather than the...
I beg your pardon. We're hoodlums.
Rooftop party. Speak for yourself. I'm not a hoodlum. I'm a treasure hunter.
I pull my hood over my head and sulk.
I was going to say the air trolls party. Okay. Here I don't know what you can see here.
Everything.
I can see the back of the house with the other two characters next to me. That's what I can see.
We can see through the walls, yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
I don't know how to make it so you can't see through the walls.
All right.
The way I fixed that,
There.
Good question. This is a problem that we keep finding for ourselves over and over again.
Yeah.
Every single time. So if I go to wall controls, okay, yeah, and we're there. All right, configure.
Did everybody else's screen turn black on the map?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I turned on token building.
Ah, all right.
But there's no light sources on the map, so we can't see anything.
Unless we add one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, you know what? I think I know of a problem. We didn't give anyone token vision, did we?
Our tokens are visionless?
You need vision enabled.
Unselected me.
Oh. Well, there we are.
Now that I unselected me, I can't select me.
Oh, no.
Just a second.
Vision enabled allows token to see illuminated spaces within its line of sight. Vision range, 0. The distance token see without any light. Vision angle, vision mode, basic vision.
So let's change that to 60 and see what that does.
Well, I can certainly see something. I can see down the hall. And when I don't select myself, I can see everybody else. Hmm. Oh, I can see everybody else even when I am selected. Excellent.
Oh, there you are. Guess we're going in.
Mm-hmm. I was mostly just saying this.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay. That is, in fact, the place that we could go in.
Yes.
Sneak, sneak, sneak. Right. Sneak, 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 sneak. We are sneaking.
Follow in.
We are sneaking.
I feel like we didn't think this course of action through.
I'm sorry. I
have, Trules, I have lit your lamp for you.
Yay.
We're so quiet. Being quiet.
Oh, cute.
You're in a room with a dusty armchair, a small table next to the armchair, a disused fireplace, which you just came out of. You are kind of sooty. And
it's all right. I'm kind of sooty a lot.
I was going to say, it's not an unfamiliar state of being. And an angled table with a piece of paper on it. It looks like a map.
I will take a look at the map.
Okay.
Gus does not know why he's incredibly jealous right now, but he is.
You recognize the map as a rough map of the north.
It sounds like you cut out there. A map.
And the part below it is labeled unexplored.
Well, this maybe means something, and...
While we're thinking, the rest of the party, you are in a long, narrow hallway with stairs to one side that look like they've seen better days. There's actually a set of chains across the stairs.
It's VIPs only are allowed through.
I see.
At a guess, they were put there when this house was converted from an actual residence to like Itherby. People did used to live here, but
what's it used now for now?
It's Itherin's home. It's decorated for all the celebrations.
Oh, okay.
It's a local tradition. It's what you do.
The stairs.
The house was donated to the city with the understanding that for every festival it would be donated. It would be decorated for each festival, and otherwise, it would basically be left alone. And the various mayors have decided to honor that tradition, but you don't know when the last time. I mean, the stairs aren't dusty, but they have seen better days. They are not used often, but they have been used.
So do we know what this place has, the rough layout of it? Have we ever been in the lower part before? Like, do people come in to...
You know the front two rooms, which are... basically the foyer and the great room. And those are typically also decorated, and sometimes they open it up and let people come in and have parties here or go ooh-ah at the decorations. You have never been back here. You have no idea what the rest of the house is like.
Do you want to sneak upstairs and see if she's up there? Or do you want to try and find Trolls?
There was a cupboard to your right when you came in. See, I'm going to go ahead and close that door.
I feel like Gus would probably have checked the cupboard, honestly.
I would have opened the cupboard, yes.
Yeah.
Incredibly, incredibly dusty and moth-eaten linens.
Gus would have closed the cupboard.
It's better than not breathing in all that dust, you know.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Linen dust. Don't breathe that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Althor would probably have peeked as well unless Gus mentioned what was in it.
No. Gus opens it up. A cloud of dust rises without cause. Gus puts a hand on top of the cloud of dust, pushes it back in as only a cartoon character can do, and closes the cupboard.
Let's not open that again.
Yes. Now,
yeah, leave it be.
I know
not
that.
Not good for your health.
Gus knows that we are on the west side of the house, and Gus knows that on the west side of the house, to the south, there is a room with a paper that he couldn't see.
So Gus is going to go through the door to the south.
Yes, there's that door to the east. And on one hand, don't know what's through that door. That would be fun to open. However, paper. It's a moral imperative.
And this is why I'm following Gus, in case something goes wrong. You
know? Well, here's the problem. This apparently is a library.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What are the books
about?
This
is a library. It has bookshelves lining one wall. That's what's blocking the windows, as far as you can tell.
Well, that's no fun.
Has Gus stopped in the doorway to prevent someone else from going through?
Clearly not, because Uli's already gone through.
Yes. Possibly with a shove.
Possibly with a shove. Just a gentle shove, you know.
Is there
at least one wall?
As I walk past the books, is there anything that catches my eye?
This is the personal library of whoever owned this house before it was donated to the city. And all of the books are on fairly obscure topics and really outdated.
Are there any, like, maps and stuff? World Atlas?
Possibly.
I'm going to pick that lock some other time and come examine everything.
Gus opens the door to the south, sees Trolls, and immediately closes the door before he realizes it was Trolls.
Hey!
Sorry.
Oh, my.
I'm used to sneaking by myself. If I open a door and I see someone, usually don't want to be seen by them. You scared me.
I didn't even do anything.
No, you didn't. It was a me problem. It wasn't a you problem. Anyway, excuse me.
At least wait until I do something.
I have something important to do.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing that's important?
I'm going over to this paper to look at it.
All right, what's the paper?
It's a map.
Oh, hey. It's a map. Does it have any ancient ruins on it?
Maybe in this part that says unexplored.
Hmm. Anything underneath it?
I pick up the map to look underneath.
Careful. It may be fragile.
It might be.
I do not care about it being fragile. My character does not think that far ahead. He wouldn't have gotten into as many accidents or being caught this morning had he been thinking ahead.
Mm-hmm. Careful.
The map lifts up. It is old, but not that old.
It's older than it's ever been.
And now it's getting older.
It's not falling apart.
It's not falling apart, and there isn't anything underneath it. Mm. There is some handwritten notes. They appear to mostly be places the owner had visited. Hmm. They're just like, they're dates, mostly.
Would it be possible for me to have a small notebook to do some quick sketches in just for grins? Just in case there's anything interesting on that map?
Yeah, sure. Did I not give you one? I thought I gave you a book.
I don't see one on mine. I see ink and an ink pen.
Oh, sure enough.
There's a lot of books in that other room.
You should have a book.
Sketch.
Well,
Are there any doors in here besides the one we came in?
There's one on the wall to the east.
Yeah, it's not showing up for us.
The short wall to the east.
Oh.
Next to Uli.
Oh, okay. Can we go this way?
I see it.
No, it collides with at least one wall.
They have to... Oh, looks like a room that requires privacy.
Yes.
It's the accommodations. I like how three of the characters were all in the same square. So in my head canon, you were all, in fact, looking in through the door, Scooby-Doo style.
Oh, yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that seems about right. So what do we do now?
Well, gotta go find like everybody else is heading back up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And inside the accommodations, we see one paladin.
I have to move through the door diagonally.
There we go.
I don't understand what she thinks is going to happen.
Is she always this grumpy?
Yeah.
Sneak, sneak.
Someone has entered what appears to be a sitting room. This is a collection of armchairs with little tables next to them. It's set up for discussing things.
Or to the south.
It's a place for the owner to have a private chat with people he wants to talk to outside of a larger gathering, or to relax with the family at the end of the day. Although the great room is just as good for that.
You go in here after dinner to have cigars and brandy.
Pretty much.
Well, I don't see any ice monsters.
We do seem to be rather low on ice monsters. I mean, could be.
I see a tree covered in ice.
There's a lot of them outside.
Oh, outside.
No, in there. Next room to the south.
What? Oh.
Inside is the great room. This has been decorated for Ithafir. All of the upholstery has been redone in white, green, and red, which are Ithrin's totemic colors, basically. It's white for the snow, green, red for the death of the old world, and green for the birth of the new.
Gust goes over to the gift packages that are underneath the tree before he realizes these are all probably just props, and therefore nothing's in them.
Yes.
And then leaves them.
They're just props.
Yes.
There are candles on the tree, and they have been freshly lit.
Interesting.
That is, that's a choice that one can make in a house made of wood.
Yes. There is a fireplace in here. It also is unlit. Substantially larger than, although there is some, like, you can smell smoke in it.
Does it connect to the other one? It must connect to the other one. Be real quiet, everybody. It probably connects up top, and that's where...
I love how you're saying this while right next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, very quietly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this...
You've opened the door to the foyer. That's.
I feel very French in here.
It is also, like, the rugs in here have been changed out for Ithafir colors. There are banners on the walls. There's some plaque on one of the walls facing the front door that reads Joyous Ithafir.
Unlock the front door.
Yeah, we do need to let Truls in.
Okay. Go ahead and make me a difficulty 4 roll. And yes, your lock picks will ease that by 1. Or your lock picking. I think that won't beat a difficulty 3. 7.
No, Gust is bad at this right now.
Okay.
What's the difficulty? 3 with lockpicks?
3 if you're using lockpicks. A 7 does not, unfortunately, equal a 9. A 15 technically also does not equal a 9.
Here, let me try.
It's one of the ones where the keyhole goes all the way through, and yeah, you can lift up the keyhole cover and pick the lock, and the door clicks open.
Right. Now.
Gus opens the door to let Shrules in.
Be quiet. Make sure they don't. Those hinges bear not squeak. If those hinges squeak, I'm going to be so grumpy.
I'm joking. Truls is right squeak. Here. Gus is aware that Truls is standing right next to him.
Okay, so either she just left out the other door and No, there's no
or
fire.
Or she was yelling from upstairs.
She's upstairs, which means...
Or, hey, look, I found an office.
Office? She's above us, you know.
That wasn't in character. Gus doesn't tend to talk much.
The dining room. What do you say we take a 5-minute break?
That's okay. Good, because I need to medicate a cat.
Oh, my. Good luck.
It's the transition between now and when we unpause will be a cat with a very unhappy expression on its face, zooming towards the camera, then zooming away again. After these messages, we are back.
And we're back.
Actually, and there's a door.
We're in a dining room.
You are in a dining room.
There's mm-hmm. two doors.
You have explored much of the first floor of this house. Although you haven't really done a whole lot of exploring.
I mean, we've opened doors and poked around.
Yeah, and you lifted up a map. That's correct.
Yes, but we put it back down again.
I took notes about the map. I did not take notes on the map. The map, I did not, you know, put my ink or pencil or anything.
That's true.
Gus is a thief. But he lives in a relatively small town, so he doesn't steal valuables. He steals a single memento from any place he breaks into, just to remember the experience. But he hasn't been to the whole house yet, so he hasn't decided what to take yet.
Oh, no.
You can take a candle.
The map is at the top of the list right now, but he might see something better. He doesn't want to make a decision prematurely. And there is someone
there's
in this
a door
kitchen.
Over here.
There's a kitchen Hello? Over here. Yes. Uh-oh. What's in the kitchen? Those look Dinah. Concerning.
A pair of small, maybe 3 feet tall men that look like either they're covered in or made of ice.
Step back. Close the door. Found the ice golems.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, they...
Gus is leaving.
Two of them.
They know we're here now, I guess.
Well, the icy goblins do. Did she know that we're here?
We closed the door as soon as I... Well, a bunch of you decided to walk in and then walk back out again. Gus did not walk in and back out again. Now that the door is closed, Gus is leaving.
Okay.
He's pausing briefly at the door to see if any of you are following him.
I will go follow him.
Shall we leave?
Yes, Ellie, that gif. Except Gus did not walk through the door. That was other people.
Right, and other people did that.
Yes.
Yep.
Why leave?
Go? We're not Don't here know. For goblins.
Do we want to fight the Icemen?
We're here to get her to...
Make
not...
the Icemen go away?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Not summon more ice goblins? I've got an idea. Start taking the chairs that are around those tables and quietly stacking them in front of the door into the kitchen where the ice goblins are.
The ice goblins go away.
Yes, but would you be burning down the house as well?
Burning down the house.
It would be loud.
Right. Just leave them in there. I'm sure they're fine.
I have a sword.
Well, that changes things.
You have a sword. Why do we have a sword? I don't need a sword. Why don't we just leave it?
Sort of gestures at the broadsword.
That sure is a broadsword. Right. Can you help me stack these chairs or no?
Yeah, okay.
What were they doing at the quick look? The ice goblins.
It looked like they had just come through a door.
Ah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I have grave concerns. Stack, 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 stack.
We probably need to go through that door. Gus is stacking chairs under this door over here, which likely also goes to the kitchen.
Ah, okay.
And then he changes his mind and peeks through the door just to make sure. Nope. Gus successfully locked away the outhouse. Well, a second accommodation. Somehow the paladin is in this one too.
Hey! Stack all the chairs and then let's go sneak. Way.
Intersects with more than one wall.
Uh-oh.
Just a second. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do this with... I can do it in D&D, but I don't know how to do it in Cypher System.
What do you want to do? Start initiative?
No, I would like all of you to make me a roll eased by perception.
Okay.
That is a skill that I deliberately did not take.
Perception.
You're trying to beat a four. A difficulty four.
Somehow I've become old Rob Robertson Jr. again.
Oh, wow, you have, yeah. All right, let me just roll a dice. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to add perception to this at all.
You don't add to the dice. If you have something that makes you better at it, it lowers the target number.
Yeah, I don't think I did very well. So.
Yeah.
Okay. You did better than me. I rolled a 3. You rolled a 4.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Yep. Bye. I did.
I just think that maybe she's more likely to be past the goblins than not past the goblins. So I don't know why we're going the other direction.
There's stairs the other direction.
Because making sure is a direction where we don't encounter goblins, maybe. Okay. Raise your hand if you've been trained in how to fight.
Trolls raises their hand insistently.
Does anyone else raise their hand?
I have a quarterstaff.
I have a dagger.
That's not what was asked.
Hand crossbow.
Have you been trained in how to do that?
I'm not sure. It says damage of 4, so it makes it easier to push out the unruly people who do not want my help. Yeah. So yes.
Think of it this way. Defense. This is asking about backstory. Did anyone teach you how to use those weapons?
It's too bad nobody took Sasa.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it works well enough.
The point that Gus is trying to make is, look, there's two of them and 4 of us, sure. But there's 2 of them that are probably good at fighting and 1 of us that is probably good at fighting. As one of the ones that is not good at fighting, Gus votes for exploring all other possibilities before combat.
But then she might summon more of them.
That's why we should go up the back stairs quickly. It's time to go up the back stairs.
The problem here, the real problem here, is that Trules had a logical argument that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So we're going in to fight. Is that it?
I sure don't wanna. I mean, we might wind up doing it, but...
Right.
Rules, do you really think we need to open that door right now? We're going to make a lot of noise.
We don't know. Just because I know how to fight doesn't mean I know tactics. I don't know how long it takes to summon ice goblins. I've never summoned an ice goblin.
Uli. Gus, how about you two go make sure that we're not going to be having more ice goblins come down the stairs that we saw when we came in, right? Saying this as quietly as possible while people are still here.
I very much like the idea of splitting the party right before combat, yes.
I mean, just at least keep an eye out the door there.
Well, I'm already out the door and the game is paused, so I can't do anything about it. So I'm okay with staying here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Uli, you should be staying And Uli, you should stay where, like, you can drag us away or something, like, out the front door if we start dying. And I guess Trolls and I will have to fight an ice goblin. Are they like people? Trolls, are they people?
Are they people?
gosh. With a 16? No. These are constructs that look like people. Maybe their spirits summoned into constructs, but then destroying their bodies isn't going to destroy them. They'll just be something else. They'll be spirits for a while.
Okay.
They're magical constructs. They're not going to... If there is anyone in there, it's not someone who can get hurt. It's spirits.
Okay, that's good. And we can't fool them
like
either.
Like the ones that work some of the farms.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah, well, I was never sure about those either. Okay, so...
Wait a minute.
No one's forcing anybody to do that.
Gus is realizing something. This is painful. Give him a moment. So we have, in exploring the ground floor, encountered two fireplaces, correct? Mm-hmm. Neither of them were lit. The only fire we've seen so far were the candles on the tree.
Mm-hmm. And we smelled some smoke. Also,
and you did smell smoke coming from the fireplace in the great room. There are lamp sconces in the dining room along the walls, but they're not lit.
Hmm. And
this is another room that doesn't look like it's been used for a long time.
The fireplace in the great room doesn't look like it's far enough north for it to be the chimney that we saw smoke coming out of. But the kitchen almost certainly has a stove, and it's further north. Which means someone might be making cookies.
So I should open the door.
All right.
Oh, that's what I forgot to do.
I'm opening the door.
Uli, you stand back. And okay. Keep an eye on the other door behind that we left.
Right. We unstack all the chairs.
I'm sorry about this.
The ice goblins. Is that what I called them? Icy goblins.
I think so.
Icy goblin A and icy goblin B.
Yes, you do see both of them. I only see the one. Look up at you.
They, surprisingly, are in the same place that they were the last time you opened the door.
Hmm.
So they didn't come after us at all?
No.
Maybe leave them be.
Oh, now that you're in the room, they're coming after you.
Okay, well.
And now is when we roll for initiative.
Okay. Is it a d20 or is it?
We wait to be added to the combat first.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, because then it's in the combat encounter.
Elio, select all the characters and then right-click on one icon and click on the little thing to say add combat or mark aggressive.
Don't forget to select the NPCs as well, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The NPCs get to be part of it, too.
Toggle combat state will be the thing that's clicked. There we go. And if we are looking in the tab next to the chat...
On the right-hand side, click on the swords at the top.
Crit fail! No. Technically, in D&D, there is no crit fail for initiative. You just roll high or low. But Cypher System, technically, you are rolling to beat or fail against the initiative of the attackers.
Well,
the attackers are both going on a three, so... Everybody but Gus goes before they do.
I get to watch.
Oh.
And Cypher doesn't do combat the way D&D does, but to make sure everybody gets to go, it's perfectly reasonable to me to just go by initiative order.
It's one of those things where going by initiative order with the numbers makes total sense to make sure no one's forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
But also... In D&D, there have been times where one player needed to hold their action so that another player could go first. Yeah. Well, if you're all going before or all going after the mobs, you can just say, can we trade places? And rules as written, there's no problem with that.
I think I'm going to split the difference and say, basically, the PCs have three slots, then... The NPCs have four slots, then the PCs have one slot to wrap up the round.
I'm concerned that you said the NPCs have four slots.
Two four slots.
Thank you. Okay.
Like,
I'm very concerned.
They get two attacks.
It is genuinely two slots. I was thinking about whether to characterize what happened after the NPCs as four slots or three slots and one slot. So. Uli, if you would like as the healer to go last and have Gust go in the first three, that's fine.
That's fine with me. I'll heal whoever is injured.
But you can shuffle them around. Whoever needs to take the next turn, you can take the next turn until you get up to three.
Got it.
All right.
Curls runs in. I am really sorry about this, but I need to talk to your summoner. Okay. It looks like Task East is rolled in. Okay, yep, yes.
Yeah, that should be built in.
Excellent. Is the damage bonus also built in?
Yes, it should be. You know what? You have that ability. I will say for if you spend an intellect, I will let you flavor your sword use as elemental.
How many intellect?
Just one. It's not a full expenditure. You're not actually using your elemental blast power.
Oh.
Ah.
GM intrusion.
That's our second for this game.
Maybe I can spend an XP to reroll that.
By all means. Actually, why don't you all take one XP?
We all start
to give them out during the first half of the session.
Our characters should have all started with one to begin with, because as written in Cypher Shorts, that's how the characters start.
Yes. And you all rolled well during the first half of the session.
Okay.
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 So we add another.
If we haven't spent one yet.
So now you have two if you haven't spent one yet.
By the way,
I wish
don't think I have
that it would not
to
ignore easing when there isn't a difficulty set.
Oh. So that actually beats difficulty 3.
My assumption considering that the goblins are going on 3, my assumption is the goblins are by default difficulty 1 creatures.
Yes. They are slow. And they are not, basically.
Which means you'd need a 3 to hit them.
So yeah, that easily hits. Your fiery sword cleaves through, which one is that? Goblin B, who splits in half and begins melting. You have not done any damage to the surrounding wood.
This is good.
Says the GM, but that water damage is going to cause some warping.
All right, who's going next?
May I suggest that the person to go next might be Alther, or do you want to do anything Bootley or Gust?
I am waiting to see if anyone is injured. It is up to you what you choose to do.
No one objects, Alther would like to step forward and use that hand crossbow.
Okay.
And their base difficulty is 1, you said?
Yeah. With a 14, I don't think you have any trouble.
Damage 2.
The bolt... bolt smashes into him and cracks his ice badly, but he's still standing.
Right. Can I step to the side, or...?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
You only move 5 feet.
All right, well, I have a throwing knife, so I'm going to attempt to use it.
Okay.
And...
just don't hit the people who bleed.
Light weapons are eased, because light weapon?
As opposed to dark weapon?
With a 10, you do not roll a 1.
Yay!
So, yes, your knife plunges into the ice... goblin, and it too begins to it freezes in place, it stops moving in place, and begins to melt into the floor.
I appreciate that Ellie realized what she said right after she said it. I'm gonna go get my knife.
Okay.
I better go get my bolt too. Nobody got hurt.
One of the melting ice goblins goes, "Nobody got hurt," she says.
That's why Alther asked if they were people. Are any
They'll
of them...
be back, just not in these bodies.
Right.
Yeah.
Are any of the stove-type things in here warm at all?
Actually, no. It doesn't look like this stuff has been touched for a long time. Well, no, that's not true. It looks like this stuff has been touched recently, but it's not being used now.
Huh.
Let's see if there's any more of these things beyond the...
beyond the door.
Oh, you tried door number 1. I tried door number 2. Someone should have picked the box.
Storeroom, looks like.
Gus and Alther, I'm going to need you each to make me another roll eased by perception.
Okay. Let's see if I can perceive things.
This is a difficulty 5.
Ooh.
I beat it with a 17.
16?
Target number would have been 15, although for you, if you've got skill at noticing things, you would have actually only needed a 13.
Oh, well.
Because it was eased. Everything is multiples of 3.
Yeah.
Well, I rolled a 16.
Well, you beat it by even more than you needed to.
Excellent.
Alther, I'm going to move your token if that's okay.
Okay. I won't touch it.
I'm sorry, not Alther. Gus.
Oh.
Why can't I do that?
I see that a hallway appeared and disappeared.
Ah, yes. The hallway appeared. It took you a second to figure out what was going on, but there is, in fact, a panel in the wall back there that is conspicuously not covered by shelving. And once you worked out that there was something there, it was a moment's work to figure out that there was a panel that opened into a long hallway.
I am immediately, impulsively going down this hallway. I forget to go back and tell everyone that I found a thing.
Well, since there wasn't anything in this one, I'm going to go look in that one and...
I didn't say there wasn't anything in that one.
Oh, okay. Best move it then. Thank you.
Alther.
Mm-hmm.
Under one of the shelves, you find the corner of a hatch. This used to be a hidden hatch, but the rugs that were under the shelves have worn away over time.
Ooh. Yeah, a trap door here.
Well, don't fall in.
That would be...
No, it's a door.
That would be very interesting to Gust if he was anywhere close enough to hear you.
Can you see into it?
Open that trap door and peek in.
Hmm. Gust, I'm going to ask you to make a straight intellect roll.
Oh, nat 20.
Wow.
With a natural 20, first... Actually, what do you get on a natural 20?
Most of the things that it lists are for in combat.
Interview? Yeah.
But I could major, come on, image, get larger. There we go. If I was spending points on something, I would get those points back. Additional action, asset on next action. Those seem to be the main things that could be relevant outside of combat.
Okay. Instead, you have a new cipher.
Ooh. I don't know what you think about your tools, but I just want to tell you, my tool, it's the best tool. No one has a better tool.
Provides an additional asset for any one task using a tool, even if that means exceeding the normal limit of 2 assets.
I don't know what this tool does.
I'm assuming it's your lockpicks.
Your lockpicks are boosted.
Yes.
No, I made these fair and square. I didn't steal them.
You are going to need help to move these shelves. Gus... You really should have the rest of the party with you just in case there are more creatures down here.
I quietly, because trying to be sneaky, go through the pantomime motion of a heavy sigh and sag my shoulders as I then sneak back the way I came.
All right.
Hey, trolls, come give me a hand here, would you?
Okay. I can't move me because I'm under the icy goblin.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. No, there.
You appear to be out from under the icy goblin.
Mm-hmm. It decided to melt over there instead.
Probably I moved it to the side because it sounded like Ellie had stepped away real quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I missed that, sorry.
Yeah, I'll just...
And now we'll put it back.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. I found a... Where did everybody go?
It's with Wall. We're kind of trying to go in there. But go
okay,
ahead.
But there's a secret passage in this one. Oh, you found a trapdoor.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Gotta move the
shelves. I guess that's good, too.
Real quiet-like. Okay, you found a secret passage, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose... Okay.
I'm going to roll telekinesis to see if I can move the shelves for you. So I rolled some dice you're not supposed to roll in this game and got a number that's irrelevant for a skill I don't have. Which I guess means I'm just standing over here and watching you do the thing.
I guess.
And gesturing with your hands vaguely.
No, not even doing that.
Oh.
Aw.
I'm supervising.
Supervising. Right. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Lift with your back, not with your knees. Lift your knees, not your back. One of those.
No, you lift with your hands.
Yeah, well, you know, the other muscles. Yeah, oof. My might is 9. I am a wimp.
Oh, no.
What am I lifting?
Shelves, moving the shelves. See, look, here's where the trap door was. Is. under these rugs here that, well, you know, we got to move the shelves. They're on top of it.
For the record, your strength is actually quite average. You're not a wimp. Your might, speed, and intellect stats aren't how powerful you are. They're a measure of how much you can exert yourself.
I'm a wimp.
They're endurance, not power.
Oof. Okay.
I mean, okay, I kind of do correspond because you spend effort from the pool to put power into it.
Yes, when you exert yourself. So they're a measurement of how much you can exert yourself.
Okay. Elder thinks of themselves as and how much doing you can the exert. Intellectual heavy lifting.
Okay, excellent.
Anyone who's had to watch kids take a standardized test knows intellect can, in fact, be that.
Oh, yep.
Elder also has the third highest intellect pool of the group.
Third highest out of four.
Yep. Yeah.
And is tied, in fact, with Gust.
Mm-hmm. I have all the speed.
That's true.
Also, it's a trapdoor. It goes down. There might be, like, treasures. Maybe there's a, you know, hidden temple underneath or something.
Under the town hall.
I'll give you the hint that this will be easiest if Truls, you do the lifting, and Uli, you do the helping.
Okay. I can do that. Sure.
I will stand back.
And Truls, please give me a roll against a difficulty 3. That is not eased at all. You may ease it with effort from your might pool, and it will be eased by 1 regardless.
Okay. And it was difficulty 3.
Base difficulty 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I didn't need to spend from my might pool, but I did anyway.
Oh. Okay.
The shelf is heavy, but it comes along. You put your back into it, and the shelf comes along.
All right.
It is now facing the opposite wall, and the trapdoor, you can just roll the rug back.
Roll that rug.
Okay.
It is decayed enough that parts of it probably fall off in your hands.
Ew.
That's not healthy at all.
This place is not being kept up except for the parts people look at.
I think you're right about that.
That's a
commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Commentary is what I said.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how am I helping here?
Probably helping to steady the thing as it was being.
Okay.
You have the help ability, which eases the next action of anybody within short range.
Okay. The next action. All right. So I just roll something now.
No, you don't roll anything. Okay. I have spent the 2 intellect pool for you.
Ah, okay.
And it just works.
Okay. So I don't need to roll anything, or I do?
Nope.
Okay. Cool.
Nope, you're all set.
All right.
You have done your thing. Truls has made the roll, and they got the success.
Okay.
The trapdoor is not locked in any way. It's just, it was being protected by obscurity and being under a very heavy shelf.
Okay.
Dipping head down into it, and if necessary, we'll take a quick zip out to get one of those candles from the tree to light the lantern.
Oh, you can light your lantern. It's got a thing on it that lets you light it.
Okay, light that lantern. What's in the trapdoor? Is it a passageway to a fascinating underground citadel? Tombs? No.
We're going to do some theater of the mind here.
Okay.
It is not a passageway to a vast underground citadel or tombs. It's a wine cellar.
Oh,
that's not.
Is there any wine in here?
There is wine in here. It hasn't been turned in a while, but it's also quite old.
Leave it be.
So it's either vinegar or expensive.
Yeah, Alther, go ahead and make me a roll at difficulty 3. You can probably use history to...
Okay. Yep. 3.
No, it hasn't been turned. That means there hasn't been a cleric down here.
Oh. I have known nothing about wines, apparently.
No, there's actually... There's something pricking at the... You can... I will allow you to spend an XP to reroll that if you want to.
Sure, I got two of the things. All right, let's do that again. Let's do history, diff 3, roll them. A 16 this time.
Well, with a 16, when you had to beat a 6, some of these are from vineyards that you know to have been exceptional and that since have stopped producing for one reason or another.
It's Schrodinger's extremely valuable vinegar.
I'm
not going to drink it.
No, we shouldn't drink it. We should sell it and make a mint for the city.
You know the wine market. The wine market isn't about drinking these old wines. The wine market is about owning these old wines.
They will never find out if it's vinegar or not. And neither should we.
And how do you plan to carry these out?
Well, first we got to talk what's-her-name Hildy up there out of being a pain in the everything. Then we make sure not to burn down the house. And then...
Hey.
Make sure she doesn't burn down the house either.
Oh, yeah.
And then we go talk to our mayor and say, hey, would you like to have the town get filthy rich? And then we split it among...
to the mayor, yeah.
Right, we talk to the mayor and we tell the mayor that the place can get filthy rich by selling old wine. And then... You know, it's good for the town, right? We can split it among everybody. We can, you know, maybe pay for some upkeep in this place. This is a shame that this place is so run down. We shouldn't be letting it be run down. We should be preserving it. It's gonna
appreciate that. Alther has gone full Indiana Jones here.
Thank you. This place should be a museum.
This exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We can't put it in a museum, so it needs to be a museum. Thank you. So, let's come
Alther's
up.
Alther's ultimate goal is to be filthy rich.
Yeah.
But Alther understands the importance of historical preservation.
Yes, and this place needs some historical preservation.
He is going to go find all of those ancient civilizations, loot them, and then sell the loot to museums.
Yes.
And then it will be their problem.
And
when
also,
the mummies come after them.
I will have my name in the history books.
And
because I found history books.
Because most things here are all named using old English names. Clearly those museums will be the British Museum. And they will never return anything ever.
That's why I need to get paid.
They didn't get rich by writing checks.
For what it's worth, these names are largely Norse-inspired.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
Okay. So you have found the previous owner's wine cellar. It is probably extremely valuable.
Cover that back up.
Well, the rug is kind of gone.
Yeah,
it's just less than it was.
Less than it was? Okay.
Unroll it again and... We're not going to move.
The structure of the rug is still there.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Close the trapdoor, put the rug sort of back, and leave the things. All right, so let's
go
find...
You could pilfer one of the linens from the closet if you wanted to.
No.
No?
No, let's not pilfer the linens. Those things are made out of dust and moths or something.
At this point, probably. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't recommend it.
Right. So where's this secret door you found?
Secret tunnel.
We're going to wind up having to go up. You know, if there's another stairway up from this place, maybe she doesn't know that we'd find it. Maybe she's got a guard on the other door.
Okay.
On the other stairs. Mm-hmm. The ones we passed already.
Okay.
When we came in. Oh. So let's go down the secret passage and see if we can find, more stairs.
Gus has stopped thinking, we are looking for a specific person. He's just exploring for the sake of exploring at this point. So every time you talk about her and trying to find her, he's like, who are we? Oh, yeah, sorry.
It takes him a second to catch up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, you gave him a shiny room. And by room, I mean long hallway.
Excuse me. I don't think you want me right behind you. Excuse me.
Oh, well, somebody's got to pick the lock on this dead end here.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, yeah, definitely looking for whatever panel or whatever needs to be moved to open up this spot.
Okay. That is a perception roll from anybody who can see it.
I have no perception ability.
Now that you know there's one there, it's difficulty 3.
Well, 11.
17?
Alvin, so, you can see it without even being close to it.
Yeah, I go right up to the wall and find it. You're halfway down the hallway, and you're like, there's a trap door that... There's a panel right there.
Standing
there's a switch.
On my tiptoes to look over your head.
I'm all the way in the back, so it's probably why I rolled a 3. I can't really see what's going on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right there. That's where you press right there. Okay, what's that little side room there?
Oh, there actually is a secret door there. I forgot to put it in.
Oh.
Well.
Okay.
Gus would not even think to look for a secret door there.
Not on the map is a staircase leading down here. It's on the left-hand side of the corridor, the west side of the corridor, and it leads down.
The floorboard pattern does make it look like there's a stairwell there.
It does kind of, yes. So, a door down.
Gus is already at the door.
I guess we're going that way.
Hurry towards the door and Gus.
Gus opens the door, sees an icy golem, and closes the door. This is your one again.
Oh, okay.
What, we got another one of the frozen people?
Yeah. Oh, that's new.
Yes. Not only is there an icy goblin, there is a snow wraith. A ghostly being of basically floating snowflakes that is very... There are snowflakes out to where Truls is standing, but they're very cohesive in the center. And they all glow with an ethereal light.
Do we want to banish that thing, or do we want to shut the door and go away? We should probably banish it. I prepped my hand crossbow before we opened the door again.
Uli, that, mm-hmm. that sort of thing does count as a demon.
Okay. I think I have the way to dispel it. Let me find it. Yeah. Okay. Let me in. I'm in the back here.
Okay. Truls is not really sure how to get out of the way with all of those people crowded there. So they go
push around you.
They go up.
Okay.
Yes.
They go up.
Themselves to the ceiling.
Yeah. So which one of these is it? Is the one I'm standing in front of the wraith?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Here's a demon ward that I have.
I love that you're just like, wait, everyone move aside, and you walk right up to the snow wraith.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. This is kind of important.
Right.
I understand that you're a demon. I'm not going to have to allow that. Nothing personal.
It's a thick green potion in a glass vial. The effect is 1 hour. The user gains armor equal to the cipher's level against damage from demons, devils, and similar malevolent creatures, which means she has seen some things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I just sort of like... Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I am going to let you use that offensively.
Okay. I'm going to pull the cork off the bottle. Oh, keep going. Sorry. Wasn't sure you were done.
Yeah. Give me an unarmed roll.
How do I do that?
The combat tab.
Combat tab. Okay. We want an unarmed roll. Is that under where hail is at, or is that something else?
That's down under attacks. You should see unarmed. Okay, and then to the right of that, there's a die.
Okay. I've got that. And then there's a die. Oh, okay. And we wanted, this is a whole new box.
That's a difficulty 2.
Difficulty 2. Okay. So I just roll?
Yeah.
Okay. Got a 7.
There you go.
All right.
Whoops. That is not what I meant to do.
Okay.
I clicked in the wrong place and opened a different map.
Oh.
Whoops. All right. Okay. So with a 7, you whoops. Yes.
Oh.
That is what was said.
Okay.
No.
Right. Is that right?
It beats.
Beats a 6.
You toss the contents of the vial at the wraith.
Okay.
And it looks down at the green, the thick, viscous green that's coating its snowflakes and says, whoops, and slowly fades away.
Okay. That one's done. And I'll move out of the way.
Rules.
Oh, wait.
Oh, Bob.
There was something I wanted to do.
Okay, do.
Oh, neat. Okay.
All right.
I wasn't sure what the lighting effect would look like from the perspective of the characters.
Oh, okay. Now you know. What's the other one?
It's another icy goblin.
Okay. I'm not as good with those. Who's got the skill for that?
The trolls knows what to do with these.
Yes.
Those trolls need to roll for initiative.
Yeah, we should. I figure Uli had surprise there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're all everyone's surprised that she has actually encountered demons. Yes.
Yeah, everybody's going before the goblin.
Okay.
I didn't roll that.
I did.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And Gust, I think you're going to want to take my roll.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Trules, you can go now.
Trules, who is sort of sit, you know that thing that people do when they sit against the wall where they pull their knees up and Trolls has been doing that except like at the top of the room, and they are going to launch themselves forwards with their broadsword.
Oh.
Well, with a 17.
Nice.
You don't even need to do the elemental thing. You just cleave the goblin in half.
It did 6 points of damage.
It falls apart and begins melting into the floor. Oop, that is not what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Didn't realize I had everybody selected.
Oh, all right.
And you are in what looks like a relaxation room.
Yeah, it's a secret room.
I should get down off the table.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to bet it's another bathroom?
Reasonable. Go ahead, open it up.
It's a bathroom!
It's a bathroom. It's a commode.
Mm-hmm. It's the ground floor has 3 different bathrooms. This is the mark of a truly wealthy individual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's also the mark of a truly...
I should have said right at the beginning where you went south in this passage, there was another secret door that was very obvious from this side to your right on the west hand side, and I will open it on the map so that it's obvious. But this is very like it's no not there that's a different secret door. I'm not even going to require a roll for this. This is for the servants to come and go.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Well, I can't get there from here, so I'm just going to sit.
And this is the relaxation room for, like, this is where the servants come when they need to take 5 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, so that means that the basement is probably the servants' quarters and such.
Right.
Okay.
They stuck them in, like, hammocks sometimes down there. Mm-hmm. Gonna go down, look.
When you look down the stairs, you smell smoke. And that's where we're gonna end it tonight.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. My name is Ellie. I've been joined by Beth, Crash, Io, and Jen. Who has something they want to plug?
Io's mom writes books, ElizabethMcCoy.com. And they're ebooks, and you can ask your local library to buy them for you because they're real cheap for ebooks. Because, like, they're legit ebooks, and traditional publishing frequently has, like, you know, hundreds of dollars sometimes just to rent something for a year. You know, me, I have like cover price or lower.
So if you ask your library to get them for you, your library will say, wait, we could do this with the change that we found in, under the couch. And then I get paid so I can help other I can help out my friends. I can feed the cats, that kind of thing. And you, with your Libby app or whatever, get to read it for free. And the library's happy because people are using the library. So it's a win-win-win situation. Please ask your library to look for books from Elizabeth McCoy. And speaking of books.
Speaking of websites. Oh, no, speaking of books. You're
speaking
right.
Speaking of books.
Right. Speaking of books, my website is bookofjen.net. It's got a variety of things on it, depending on what I'm interested in at the moment. There's probably a lot of things I've put on there that I haven't quite finished yet, but it's at bookofjen.net. I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast. I just put up a new episode a couple days ago. And yeah, it's mostly about the Diablo series of games and stuff like that.
And now, speaking of websites.
I mean, we just talked about two websites. Bookofjen.net is a website.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And there's a third website that we should talk about, and then a fourth.
Who keeps making these websites? Oh, wait, these two are mine. Yes, aaronbsmith.com/cogwheels, where you can find all of these podcasts. If you wish to follow us on the Fediverse, you can go to is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And follow us on there. And if you wish to support us on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, what are they even doing up there? And how am I supposed to build an army at this rate? These things take so long to make. Good night, everybody.